Okay, and here at the end of the second hour of All Things Considered on WJFF, we're going live now to the phone where we've got Matt Osterberg, chairman of the Pike County Commissioners, joining us on the phone right now. Matt, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
All right, so it's good to speak with you again. We spoke to you, I don't know, a week or two ago. Seems like months ago at this point because so much happens. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're dealing with the crisis. Each day there's new hurdles to maneuver around and over. Some newer things that we've had to deal with now is more restriction on the county offices. So beginning on Monday, we have furloughed a number of employees on unemployment and partial furlough on a number of others. What this means to the public is that the county facilities will only be open from 8:30 in the morning until 12:30. And that's still by appointment only. But after 12:30, there will be no business so that we can send our employees home. You know, this is to protect them and more the social distancing to keep them back in their homes and then also protecting the public. The one office is obviously this doesn't affect is, well, 911, essential offices that must operate 24 hours. 911 being one of them. And there is a different type of schedule for the courts because they have requirements that they have to continue to meet even during this crisis. But all the numbers are listed on our website for people to contact the courts. Again, the courthouse is locked. You're only allowed to go in there for certain specific reasons that the court has put out on an order that is on the website. And, of course, our correctional facility is still operating, but issues going on up there.
Yeah, well, at the beginning of the week, we heard from Pike County, the press release, saying that so far, there, as of Monday, I guess, seven Pike County correctional inmates had tested positive for COVID-19. One of them was sent to the hospital. Another was dismissed and sent to the hospital, and those two died. And it says that the five remaining inmates are under quarantine, and that also it looks like that where possible, low-level offenders are being released in accordance with the state Board of Prisons guidelines and also U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and federal government trying to get reduce another 32 detainees. Has anything else happened with Pike County Correctional since that information came out a couple days ago?
Yeah, I believe that came out yesterday. There might be one more that has tested positive in a correctional officer. The numbers for the detainees and the inmates has remained the same. You know, it is unfortunate that two of our inmates passed away from this disease. That's, you know, not something that sits well with any of us. We're saddened by that. It's a horrible time that we're living in with this crisis. We're doing our best, as you say, to reduce the population in the correctional facility. We have worked closely the prison board. The prison board is made up of the sheriff, the district attorney, the president judge, the three county commissioners, and the warden. And we have worked closely together, particularly with the courts, because it's at their discretion, to reduce the population of the local inmates that are there, people that are low-level criminals that happen to be detained. As far as we have been working closely with ICE and our federal partners in the facility, and they have been very cooperative in reducing that part of the population. Our whole plan is to get as many out as we possibly can so that we can, again, reduce the population, which protects the inmates and protects the correctional officers because it adds to maybe the social distancing within a correctional facility as best as you can in that kind of environment.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the kind of environment that is conducive to that. But thanks for explaining what the prison board is. I apologize that I misspoke. I thought that was a state level. That's a county level board running the county correctional facility.
Correct. Yeah. Right. And you know, the three commissioners, one of our commissioners, Steve Guccini, is an attorney. Me and Ron are not, but so we, and even then, the judicial branch is a separate branch of our government in all places. We go by the direction of them. because they have to feel comfortable with who they're releasing out of the correctional facility and what the reasons are. So they are all low level, and that's about most I can speak about that, because it really gets into how that criteria works. I leave up to them, but I know it's hard decisions in many ways on these things, but it is for the benefit of everybody that they do what they can to reduce that population, yeah, as it is with ICE.
All right. And another thing that's happening in Pike County is Pike County Area on the Aging is asking folks to sponsor a senior for in-home delivered meal programs. And they say that the number of consumers receiving the meals at home has grown from 800 to 1,000 meals delivered every week, and that they're asking for a donation of $3 per meal. And even that is a tall order for the seniors who are homebound on limited incomes and would typically not be giving donations for the meal. So how is that going? Do you know about the effort to get other folks to help sponsor these meals?
I do know about that program, and I know, speaking to Robin Skibber, who is the director of Pike Area Agency on Aging, lots of people have been very generous in their donations. Of course, we're looking for more, because you're right, the number of seniors that are looking for meals has increased, and many of them don't have the means to be able to help offset the cost of it. But we're going to continue to give it to them regardless of that. But we're asking people to make a donation to help offset those costs, you know. Small, generous donation, when you think about it, $3. If people could donate money to the agency, that would go a long way to supporting this great program, so we can support our seniors that are, you know, in many cases now, because of this quarantine, are really feeling trapped in their homes. Many didn't have a lot of outlets to socialize with people. They were dependent upon the Pike County Transportation to take them to the senior centers and different activities, and now that's all been stopped. So the least we can do is support them now and bring them some meals and make sure that their nutrition is taken care of on a daily basis.
Okay, and just to let folks know that there's information about this at the website for the Area on Aging, that's PikeAAA.org. That's PikeAAA.org, and there's a PayPal button set up there, and also the phone number for any questions is 570-775-5550. We've given out this number in the past for the Area Aging and for people inquiring about meals, 570-775-5550. Over here on this side of the river in Sullivan County, what we saw was a lot of people kind of ad hoc stepping up to try to get meals to seniors and get people what they need without even necessarily being part of an official entity or civic organization or part of the county. Is there anything like that happening in Pike County? Are people just kind of volunteering on their own to look after folks?
They are volunteering, and I know, again, back to the aging office, I know Robin's had, there's a lot of people that reached out to her from down in the Lehman area to the Milford area here and up in the Greentown area to volunteer to help, to bring meals, to help do shopping. There's a lot of that going on. This is, you know, this brings it, it's a crisis, it's an unfortunate crisis, but what it does do is it shows the strength of a community when people step up to help their neighbors who are in need. And I think that's an important message to put out there. We all live in a community where we all know the senior citizens who may have family that it doesn't necessarily live locally. And I think it's important that if we know of those individuals, not to go over to their house and visit them, but make sure you give them a phone call. Call them on the phone. Make sure they're okay. If anything, it's just that personal touch that makes them feel better for the day, because that's really important. I know I have somebody in my town that I do that with, whose family lives down in Long Island. And it's just a daily call to her. And I do this even before this crisis. But now it's even more important because they're watching TV, and I think a lot of times people watch TV and they become frightened. And that's what we want to try and do in my role and many other elected officials and even you as the radio station, is to keep people calm, make them realize that, you know, we're as the saying's going, we're all in this together, and we need to stay together if we're going to come out of this. So I think that's an important message to just make sure you reach out to your neighbors. We don't know what struggles they're going through in their homes, and we need to respect that and give everybody patience, because we're all running on a little bit on the edge at times of patience and just emotions. So I think that's a really good message to put out there. People's mental health is really important during a crisis like this.
Yeah, well, and over here we're just trying to give people the information that can be useful, because even though the information can be overwhelming sometimes, having useful information can help make things better. And what you're saying about just checking in on people, that's something that we spoke with Gary from the United Way of Wayne and Pike, and that was his main message at the end. It says, whatever you can do, you know, check in on your neighbors, even if you're just yelling across from one porch to the other at a safe distance. Yeah. So, Matt Osterberg, we're going to have to wrap it up, but thank you so much for talking to us, and be well.
Yep, thank you, and everybody be well, and thank you for what you guys are doing on the radio to get the message out. It's really important.
Thank you, and again, for the information that Matt was talking about, that's at pikepa.org. The website for Pike County is pikepa.org. This is WJFF.